We take you now to Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you late me seat? Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Business? Staggering. The customers? About the same. By the way, Duffy, we got some mail here. An advertisement in the mail from a new paper towel company. Huh? I know we bought some last month, but they go fast. I think the customers have been blotting instead of rubbing. Any more mail? Well, let's see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a letter here with a black border around it, Duffy. Open it, huh? Let's see. Mr. and Mrs. Hiram Cavendish of the Cavendish Undertaking Parlor announced the engagement of their daughter, Lucy, to Dr. James P. Briggs, prominent surgeon. Boy, that Cavendish is certainly a go-getter. Yeah, and there's another letter here for... Hey, wait a minute. This one is for me. I'll call you back, Duffy.
About, Miss Archie?
Well, I got a letter here from a Morton Kilpagenberg on Newtown Road in Astoria, Long Island.
Well?
Well, I used to know a Morton Kilpagenberg on Newtown Road in Astoria, Long Island. I wonder if it could be the same one.
Don't be silly. Newtown Road is probably just crawling with Morton Kilpagenberg.
Oh, let me see. Well, sure enough, it's from me nephew, Morton. Yeah, little Morton. The ant's kid.
On the distaff side?
No, on the riffraff side. Let's see what he has to say. Dear Uncle Archie, Eddie. Look how the kid spells uncle. U-N-C-L-E. Oh, dear. Ain't that cute?
Cute. And right, too. How old is it?
Well, let's see now. Morton was born the year that Uncle Joe went on relief. It was 1932. This is 1945. It's 32 into 45. Count it to 2. Must be quite a young man by now.
Well, what do the letters say?
Let's see here. Dear Uncle Archie, my family have gone to the Catskills, and they thought it would be nice if I came and stayed with you until they returned. Holy cat, Eddie. We're going to have a kid.
Ain't it wonderful what them vitamins can do?
Yeah, let's see. I will arrive Friday at the school. That's today. P.S. Congratulations on being the first millionaire in the family. How does it feel to be living in a 14-room penthouse?
Where did you get that idea?
We've been corresponding.
Attention, letter writers. Does your fountain pen leak at high altitude?
All right, Eddie, so I took a little liberty.
That wasn't liberty, that was A-W-L. Hey, where's this little Morton going to live?
He's going to live with me.
Oh, yes, I forgot. In the 14-room penthouse.
Well, it ain't quite 14 rooms.
It ain't quite 2 rooms, unless you count the kitchen cook. And where are you going to feed him?
Feed him here at the tavern.
If you feel that way about the boy, wouldn't it be simpler to just beat him over the head with a club?
Look, Eddie, there's worse things in the world than the food in Duffy's Tavern.
Oh, what?
Oh, Finnegan. Morton. I was just telling Eddie here, me little nephew Morton's coming down tonight, and I'm wondering what to do with him. Finnegan, do you know anything about young growing children?
Well, I don't know. I never grew any.
I can see that you and Morton will be nice playmates.
Oh, sure. I love kids.
You do, huh?
Yeah, there's something about them that's so childish. And kids love me, too. I got a knack for not making them feel inferior to me. I don't know how I do it.
Yeah, come to think of it, you ran a baby-watching service once, didn't you?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to it?
It didn't pan out. You know, things would go along all right for a while, and then, as soon as the kids learned to talk, their mothers would fire me. Say, how old is your nephew?
Oh, about 11.
11, huh? That's a nice ripe age for a child.
Yeah.
He's a lucky boy. I often wish I had an uncle.
Yeah, huh? Your mother and father never had no brothers, huh?
No, just sisters. I'm sure tired of being a niece.
Well, it's a little late to change. Finnegan, I better explain this to you. Now, how many sexes are there?
Don't be absurd, Art. Three.
Huh?
Men, women, and children.
Well, I guess Morton will be safe with you. Now, let's see.
Hello, Archie. Hello, Finnegan.
Oh, hello, Miss Duffy.
Say, Miss Duffy, you look perfectly beautiful tonight.
Oh, no, I don't.
But, Miss Duffy, you do.
Oh, no, I don't.
See, maybe I was wrong.
Duffy, I think you should have quit when you was ahead. But there is something different about you tonight.
Yeah, I'm using a new shade of lipstick.
So is that it? I thought you cut yourself shaving.
Honestly, Finnegan, sometimes you act just like a man.
Say, Art, what you getting sore about? I didn't say nothing.
I know, but, you know, with that face of hers, she's rather sensitive.
Oh.
Why don't you apologize to her?
Well, okay. Miss Duffy.
What?
I'm awful sorry you're so homely.
Finnegan, did your parents ever have any children that lived?
Please, Miss Duffy, try and be a little more ladylike tonight. We're expecting a stranger in our monks. nephew.
Your nephew, huh? Well, that's nice. What's he like, Archie?
Miss Duffy, there is no use baiting your hook on this one. You'd have to throw it back. He's only 11 years old.
To listen to you, an individual would think that all I ever do was chase men.
So?
Suppose I told you that I have as many girlfriends as boyfriends.
Miss Duffy, we have as many employees as customers, but that don't mean we don't want to do business.
Look, Archie, just because I show a little interest in your nephew, you don't have to go through a whole magilla. And if you keep your mouth shut, maybe I could give you some advice on how to take care of them.
Where did you ever learn about taking care of children?
From my mother. After all, she brought me up.
Have you got any other references?
It so happens that I was very well raised. Mama always tells me how, even before I was born, she made it her business to think beautiful thoughts and to listen to beautiful symphonies and concerts and operas.
Somewhere along the line, somebody must have sneaked in a Spike Jones record.
Thank you.
I've just been thinking.
A likely story. About what?
What to do with your little nephew when he gets here. I think I'll take him to see a burlesque show.
Burlesque show? Finnegan, Morton is just a child.
So what? I'll explain it as it goes along.
You can't take a kid to a burlesque show when he's only 11 years old.
Don't worry, he'll be older when he gets out of there.
Well, maybe you got a point. Okay, but leave us not rob the kid of his illusions, you know. Don't let him sit too close to the runway. Oh, Eddie. Look, Morton's going to be here any minute, and I'd hate to have him see the place looking so crummy. Ain't there something we can do about it?
Yeah, we could blindfold him.
Eddie, if a certain waiter continues to crack wise, there is liable to be a new porter in the house on 92nd Street. Now, leave us clean the place up. And by the way, who is that uncouth-looking stranger sitting over there in the corner?
I don't know.
Well, ask him to leave. We got enough regular bums here without catering to strangers. Go ahead. Throw him out.
Just a second. You mean that thick-set, powerful-looking gentleman with the cauliflower ears and the brass knuckles sticking out of his pocket?
Yeah, that's the one. What are you waiting for?
Now, well, I just want to be sure that we were thinking of the same man. You do mean that fella about 6'4", weighing about 300 pounds, reading the Wrestler's Weekly?
Yeah, that's the guy. Throw him out. He ain't bought a beer for over 2 hours anyway.
He's having one on me right now.
Eddie, quit stalling. I'm telling you, for the last time, I want the guy ejaculated. Let's see, where could Morton sleep tonight?
Archie.
Yeah?
How about him sleeping in our parlor?
Your parlor? Well, Miss Duffy, don't you usually have a date on Friday night?
Yeah, but tonight I got a date with a fellow who's interested in me for my mind.
Oh.
Morton could sleep on the horsehair sofa.
The horsehair sofa? But that's the one your mother faints on when your old man comes home sober.
So what?
You think I want the kid crushed to a pulp? Oh, I guess he'd better be off sleeping with me after all.
Miss Archie?
Yeah?
That muscular gentleman that you asked me to throw out.
Oh, yeah. Is that big lug still here?
Yeah, he said this is a free country.
Never mind what the bum says. You throw him out.
And he further said if you want him thrown out, why don't you do it in person?
Well, he's lucky this is a free country. Look, I'm going to let Morton sleep with me tonight, so I'd like you to go over and clean up me room, Eddie. And don't forget to take my socks off the radiator and stand them in the closet.
Yeah.
And another thing, you know that autographed picture I got of Fifi LeVere, the striptease queen?
Yeah.
Pin a handkerchief over her from the neck down. Or better still, use me Harvard pennant. Yeah, that'd be a nice touch. And another thing... tell me, landlady, that I have a house guest and will need an extra pitcher of water in the morning.
Hmm? Okay, Coach, I'm on the way.
Wait, you better wait till I get back, Eddie.
Where are you going?
Well, I gotta go down to the laundry and tell Chin Lee to hurry up with my other shirt. I'll be back in a minute.
Sweep up the floor, clean out the room, throw out the customers, hang up my socks. Eddie Green, you was out of your mind when you said not interested to the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Where would it all end?
Well, I beg your pardon. Can you tell me where I can find the owner of this place?
The owner?
Yes, a gentleman named Archie.
Oh, him. Well, he'd be right back. He's out transacting a big deal. It's something to do with China. You is Morton, ain't you?
Yes.
Well, Morton, I'm Eddie.
Eddie? Oh, yes, Archie's valet.
Well, not the head valet. No, I'm working up to it, though.
Oh. So this is Duffy's Tavern here. I'm sorry I had to come when you're rebuilding. What weird-looking people around here. Who's that tall, stupid-looking fellow with the apron and just coming in?
You mean the one with the big ears?
Yes.
That is Uncle Archie.
Well, Morton.
Hello, Uncle Archie.
Morton Q. Parkenberg. You know, the last time I seen you, you were about this big. I'll never forget that day. I picked you up from your little crib. My, you certainly have grown. I suppose you go to school now.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. At 11 years old, I know how you must feel about school, Morton, but, kid, listen to your Uncle Archie. Stick it out for another year or two. Little extra education never hurt nobody.
Another year or two? Why, Uncle Archie, I'm planning to go to college.
Morton, I see you've inherited the family thirst for knowledge. When do you think you'll go to college?
Well, I'm eligible now, but Mother doesn't want me to matriculate too young.
And she's right. Go to college first, then marry. By the way, what's that book under your arm there?
Yeah, oh, this? Oh, it's the biography of the Archilof Molotov.
Yes, ma'am. What other books have you been reading?
Oh, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, James Joyce's Ulysses.
Oh, yeah, that's Ulysses. Yeah. Did you like that?
Oh, I thought it was splendid.
Yeah. Remind me, I'll take you up to Grant's tomb someday. Well, drive up in me Cadillac limousine with the fleet-foot body.
A Cadillac limousine? You must be awfully rich, Uncle Archie.
Rich as a crocus, kid. Well, you know, it ain't tough to make dough if you've got the right connections. You know, Rockefeller says to me, buy 50 million shares of that. Henry Kaiser says, sell 60 million shares of this. First thing you know, you got $100 in your pocket.
Gee, it must be wonderful to know all those people. Uncle Archie, do you know anybody in radio?
Oh, what is?
Well, I'd like to get an information, please.
Oh, yeah, I know all of them guys personally. Oscar Levant, the F.O.B.
Do you know Clifton Fadiman?
Do I know him? For years. In fact, him and me was cockneys together in London.
Well, maybe you could get me on the program.
Well, Morton, I'll see what I can do, but don't forget them people are several years your major, you know. I'm afraid to them you'd be just a little quizzling.
Maybe so, Uncle Archie, but just the same, I've listened to that program every week for the past 3 years, and I've never missed a question.
Are you kidding?
No.
Wait a minute. Quick. Name me the first president of the United States.
George Washington.
Maybe we got something here. Tell you what we'll do, kid. We'll start training tonight. We'll get a board of experts around the place and set up a quiz show. You know, it'll be good practical experience for you. If there's any bugs in your head, we can iron them out. Yes, Morton.
Aren't you tired of massaging my head?
Look, Morton, before a fighter goes into the ring, what does his trainer do? Massages his muscles. You know, he makes them supple. Now, let us get started. I'll introduce you to your fellow experts. Miss Duffy.
Yes?
Morton, this is Miss Duffy, our expert on maritime relations. Miss Duffy, this is Morton.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. You're cute.
This dame don't draw the age limit nowhere.
Why, gee, Uncle Archie, she's attractive, isn't she? Oh, thank you, Morton.
Morton, I'm afraid the studying you've been doing has ruined your eyesight.
Well, of all the nerve. Oh, please, Miss Duffy, Uncle Archie sometimes carries his jokes too far. I hope you'll accept my apologies in his behalf.
Look, Morton, on my behalf, I said something that's ashamed of, it'll apologize for itself. If you don't mind. Now, next, I would like you to shake hands with Mr. Clifton Finnegan.
Hello, Morton. Here.
Have a tootsie roll.
Well, I'm afraid I must decline, Mr. Finnegan. Experience has taught me that excessive consumption of carbohydrates is deleterious to the proper functioning of the body.
Hey, Arch, does he or don't he want to touch his own?
You heard the kid as well as I did. Give him the tootsie roll. Now, leave us get going with this quiz. Now, folks, for each question missed by the expert, Duffy's Tavern will pay out to the askee of said question 25 cents and free lunch tickets. I was only kidding, Duffy. Experts, the first question is in three parts. Who said, of the people, for the people, and by the people? Mr. Finnegan?
We the people.
I'm afraid this time you're wrong, Mr. Finnegan. Morton.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln is right. That gives us 3 out of 3. And now, a scientific question. How does the process of pasteurization get its name? Morton?
From its inventor, Louis Pasteur.
Sorry, Morton. Better luck next time.
Well, Uncle Archie, it is Pasteur. Oh, Pasteur, pasteurized.
Morton, you've heard of Hodgemeyer's milk?
Yes.
Is there such a guy as Hodgemeyer? Okay. Mr. Finnegan, where did pasteurization get its name?
Was it from a moving picture with 12 Munich?
Well, could you be a little more specific? What was the name of the picture?
Green Pastures.
Correct. Well, better luck on the next question, Morton. Now, this question comes from Miss Fern Fefnick, East Orange, New Jersey housewife. What is meant by the reconversion plan? Morton?
Well, as I understand it, the plan's reconversion lies in the general reduction of corporate and individual levies, which should, through economic compulsion and consumer goods demand, result in absolute parity of distribution.
Morton, will you stop talking like a child? how about you, Mr. Finney? I see your hand up.
Sir, anything I could add to the previous answer would be mere repetition.
Oh, you don't know, huh? Now, anybody else? Okay. Miss Fefnick will receive 25 cents and free lunch tickets. good luck, Miss Fefnick. Now, the next question is a musical question submitted by Mr. Sam Steinway. Now, the first part of the question is, what season does the following song suggest? Duffy.
Leap year.
What month?
Who cares?
Well, I think I'll only have to give you full credit on that. Morton, by the way, did you recognize the song?
Oh, yes, it was Mendelssohn's Wedding March.
Yes, that's correct. From Richard Wagner's famous opera, Dust Lohengrin. That's a little better, Morton. Now, for the last half of the question. What state is suggested by the following song? Morton?
Carolina.
North or south?
North or south? What's the difference?
What's the difference? 50 million lives was lost in the Civil War, and he asked, what's the difference? Morton, I'm afraid you're hopeless.
Uncle Archie, I've been thinking so, too.
Well, I'm glad we agree.
Yes. You've got a 14-room penthouse and a Cadillac limousine, but I'm convinced that it pays to be ignorant.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to leave Duffy's Tavern for this evening. But let's meet here again at this same time next week. And if you have a half hour next Friday evening at this same time, remember...
Duffy's Tavern. Oh, hello, Duffy. Did you hear the kid? Yeah, he's a bit of a moron. Yeah, I think when they named him Morton, they just threw the C in so he wouldn't feel self-conscious. Yeah. But, you know, he's a sweet kid, Duffy, and I like him. You know, Einstein's theory of relativity, blood is thicker than water. Well, I'll see you next Friday, Duffy. So long.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.